This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A word of warning in advance. The next conversation features some very adult talk about sexual subjects. It is not suitable for all listeners. Yesterday was World AIDS Day. 2013 has seen some major progress and some warning signs, too, in the ongoing fight against the killer disease. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is the Hubert Professor and Chair of the Department of Global Health at the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University, where he's also a professor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Emory School of Medicine. Dr. Del Rio, welcome back. Good to have you.
It's good to be with you.
The CDC came out with some numbers just recently that talked about a fairly significant increase in the number of gay men who are having unprotected anal sex. Certainly, we don't want to go back to the days where HIV/AIDS was looked at as just a gay disease. But why are those numbers in that community so concerning?
Unfortunately, Dennis, the epidemic is very different in every community. And while globally the epidemic is mostly a heterosexual epidemic, here in the U.S., the epidemic is disproportionately an epidemic affecting men who have sex with men. And while there are heterosexual transmission and there are women who are infected, the infection rates among gay men, and particularly young gay men, and in particular young gay men of color, are incredibly high. We need to really target more of our prevention efforts to gay and bisexual men in this country. And we really need to address this not only through issues related to sexual health, but also it's something very important to address as a health equity issue.
Is the problem here in Metro Atlanta and in the U.S. one of complacency, one of simply forgetting what happened to a previous generation? Are we making so much progress in treatment that we're forgetting prevention? Is it any of those things?
I think it's not one in particular. It's a combination of many of them. I say that AIDS is forgotten but not gone. It's still a very much an active problem in our country. It also has become a disease that primarily affects minorities, and it also a disease that is disproportionately affects the poor. So I think, again, when you have the combination of poverty, sexual minorities, and a stigmatizing disease, you really don't have a disease that has a lot of attention or support in the media or among our politicians. So I think we really need to re-energize our prevention efforts.
What can we do now, particularly here in Atlanta, to step up the prevention efforts, particularly among the communities where we're seeing the biggest increases?
Well, I think the first thing is that everybody between the ages of 18 and 64 should be tested for HIV. If you're sexually active, you need to be tested for HIV at least once in your life. So if you haven't been tested for HIV, this week is as good as any week to go and get your HIV test, because the major entry point into prevention or care services is testing. It's going to be critical in decreasing transmission. The second thing is we need to talk about it, talking about safe sex, what is safe sex, talking about making easily accessible the information, making condoms easily accessible, I think are important components. And then it's very important that we work closely with community-based organizations that are heavily involved in their communities to really get them to address this at the community level. But we also need to get our leaders. I mean, if you ask me here in Atlanta, my dream would be that, you know, our mayor, Kasim Reed, will say something about HIV. This is something that affects the African-American community. Georgia is one of the states with the highest rates of HIV. Atlanta is one of the cities with the highest rates of HIV. So we cannot continue to ignore it. We really have to confront it.
One of the encouraging signs, though, has been the development of the antiretroviral drugs that are used now in treatment. Has that been a double-edged sword, though, in the sense that perhaps men who are infected are now able to live longer, have a higher quality of life, but they also are able to stay active sexually and might not tell their partners that they're infected?
Well, you know, antiretroviral drugs have been tremendous. In a recent study that was published about a year ago, it showed that treating people and bringing their viral load with treatment to an undetectable levels dramatically decreases the risk of them transmitting to their partners. when I'm seeing patients and I'm providing them an antiretroviral therapy, not only am I giving them life-saving medication, I'm also making them non-infectious and not capable of transmitting the disease. So treatment is prevention, and that's why I say they're getting people diagnosed early and getting them into therapy and keeping them on therapy is a critical component of our HIV prevention efforts.
Dr. Carlos Del Rio is a professor of global health and medicine at Emory University. Dr. Del Rio, thanks so much for being with us again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. It's great talking to you, and thanks for doing this. Again, increasing awareness is something that is very important, and you guys are doing a great job doing that.